say wasn't just, it's an amazing thing that that Samuel didn't just throw his hands up, but that God did it also. That God says, this is what they want, and he's constantly showing his grace that he's still willing to work with them and say, not just give them what they want, but hearken to them, but also warn them as to what they're going to get. See, we can control our decisions, but we can't control our consequences. We make decisions, but then God decides the consequences of what we have decided. And so I think it's amazing that in spite of the fact that it was they were shutting the door in God's face, that God was still willing to work with them in grace to give them one last warning. Yes, listen to them, but I'm not throwing my hands up yet. Warn them solemnly of what they can expect out of this man that they want to reign over them.
But it's not just that Samuel told them the words, and Brother Chuck was bringing out back in chapter 3 where Samuel told Eli the words of the Lord. But he also said all the words. It's not just that he said the words of the Lord. He said all. He didn't keep anything back in both cases. He didn't keep anything back. And how often do we try to sugarcoat things and try to make things sound nice for people and try to make them, try to make it that people feel good about what we have to say, but sometimes we just have to say all the words that the Lord has for us to say.
God saw God saw the hearts of those men, knew their reaction, knew that the day would come where they'd reject him and reject Samuel. But I think that in his grace, firstly, he gave them Saul, they chose Saul, who ended up being a king that we see his story didn't really go well. But after we see, he gave them David, a man that he called after his own heart. And 28 generations later, we see that he gave us Jesus.
I think there's a another line that I think is important for us to see. Israel, they were a people that God dealt with through signs. We know, we're familiar with the verse that says that the just shall live by faith. Here was Israel that had a God who showed himself to them in the wilderness by a cloud during the day and a pillar of fire at night. God is to them the Almighty, the invisible God. God wanted them to walk before him in faith. He had proven himself to them by bringing them out of Egypt, protecting them in the wilderness, bringing them into the land. Who is like God? The gods of Egypt? And so now, here's Samuel, a man that they could see, that God had appointed. But they say to God, we want to be like the nations, to have a man that we can see. And I think that this is an important point for us young people, is that we see the Lord Jesus by faith. The other night when we had the presentation on science and evolution, etc., we can sit and we can have really wonderful analysis, and those things help us. We understand in a practical way. But we come back to the scriptures by faith. We know. The mistake that Israel was making is that the invisible God was not enough for them. And so God says in verse 9, show them the manner of the king. You want to see? You have to see a physical God? Yet the same God who had the power and the strength to defeat, to subdue, to bring you into blessing? Let me show you what man will do to you. I think this is a very important yet subtle point here in this scripture, is that very often we want to see, faith is a very difficult thing for all of us to step out in faith. But this is where God is bringing the people. Here is the manner of the king. This is what he's going to do to you. You want someone that you can see? You want someone that you can touch and hear? You're going to reject me? And he says, you're going to eat the bitter sorrows of this decision. And he says, and when these things materialize, verse 18, he says, and ye cry out in that day because your king, whom ye shall have chosen, he says, the Lord will not hear you in that day. We cannot say, Lord, give me these tangible things, because I don't believe that, faith is enough for me. And we get those things, and when they mess us up, then we run to God and say, rescue me. Fix it up for me. You know, it's that old Ector sketch thing that the children had, that you mark it up and then you pull it back and it's all the problems are gone. No, the Lord says, listen, this is what you want. And so, young people, we need to understand that we have to deal or live on the line of faith, believing God. When there are difficulties, when there's the unknown, it's to go in before him and say, you know, you have proven yourself to me, God. I think it's the reason why God manifested himself in such a marvelous way to Israel, because God understands our frame. And yet we can look back and we can say, see how the Lord has brought me? He brought me all this way, defeated the enemy, opened the door here. Those are the things that we count on when we lack faith. And then as the disciples said in the Gospels, where we lack faith, they say, Lord, increase our faith.